Are you ready to go? Are we in the middle of the frame here on YouTube? Are we kind of in the middle?
It looks like we're skewed.
We're askewed? Ah, screw it. You know what? What do they expect? I don't know anything about this. Welcome to Gang of Two. A hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Way to match my energy. I like that. That was very good.
Thank you.
So sorry it's taken us so long to get back on here. We have been absolutely nuts.
Crazy.
We're contemplating. We are, as we've talked before, getting out of the high-rise condo life eventually. Mm-hmm. So that entails getting a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. Not happy about it, but hey, it is what it is.
No, I enjoy our neighborhood.
Yeah.
I enjoy some of our neighbors.
Most of them.
Just a few of them. I enjoy some of them. that's the worst part about condo living.
I think it's the best part.
You think so? Because I inevitably find somebody in the elevator that I hate to be with.
Yeah. Well, you know, they probably think the same thing.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't care what they think of me. I just know how I feel around them.
Yeah. Well, I think that if we hadn't lived in a condo, I'm not sure we'd have met any people here.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, I think you're right about that. You're right about that. I'm sorry. I'm just making sure that all this stuff is working over here. So we had a fantastic weekend in New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans a few times. I've hated it. Absolutely hated it. I mean, anytime I've had to go, I got sick to my stomach knowing that I was going there because people could call me a pussy all they want. I just don't like the vibe.
Yeah.
It always feels like something weird is going to happen.
Somebody's going to get groped. Someone's going to get killed.
And I don't know, because I do have a pretty active imagination. As you know, I'm somewhat of a hypochondriac. I noticed that there's been a lot of that going on in my life, which we could talk about here in a little bit if we want. But I think I'm getting a handle of it. I think I'm getting it down. You know, whatever it is, happens. You deal with it when it happens. But we'll talk about that here in a second. We got to talk about New Orleans. You had never been.
Yeah, it was my first time.
And what did you think?
It was awesome. I would definitely go again.
Now, I would too. And I'm not prepared to go ahead and give New Orleans a pass yet because I've had so many bad experiences there. So I'm not giving it a pass, but we did stay in a part of town I'd never been in, which was what's that called again?
The Garden District or the Lower Garden
Lower
District.
Lower Garden District. We stayed at a cool hotel. We can tell them the name of the hotel because it was good.
The
St. Vincent.
St. Vincent. Hotel St. Vincent.
Really cool place. Great restaurant in there.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places right now for breakfast is right there. I forget the name of the restaurant that's attached to the hotel. It's a Vietnamese.
Elizabeth Street Cafe, I believe.
Oh, man. That's not a very good Vietnamese name.
No, it's not. No. I hope it's on Elizabeth Street.
I'm hoping so, too. But it's really good. We had this pork belly banh mi with fried egg over the top. Two days in a row, by the way. You had some. What act were you?
I had a bite.
The first day we split it.
And then I threw it up.
You did not throw it up.
So I'm telling myself.
And then we had beignets. And we had lots of pastries. Pastries there are fantastic.
I had a muffaletta.
Yeah, a muffaletta.
Not the best one I've ever had, but hey.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and go through the little lineup, what we did. We were going there to see Fred Lynn Anderson, who, a lot of people that listen to the Lex and Terry show know about. Former Blue Angel pilot. He's a Marine. He got his third star. I think we talked about it on our last show. And that was quite the spectacle, wasn't it?
There were
two
cool
ceremonies. The first one was semi-private. You know, it wasn't a big deal like the whatever it's called.
The changing the command.
Changing command and their peaceful transformation of power. When they kept saying that, they kept talking about the peaceful transformation of power.
Transfer.
Transfer of power. They kept talking about that. And I'm going, what is Len going to attack this guy? Is he going to say no?
No, I think they're just trying to make everyone understand how important that is. When you have a properly running democracy, that's what happens.
Yeah.
If it's not a democracy, that's not what's going down.
Yeah. So we saw Len and his family and everybody, a lot of friends, the very first night. We got their little rooftop, little gathering downtown, which is cool, right by the World War II Museum.
Yeah.
And then the next day was the big event. And the first thing was his getting his stars and pinned on him by his sons.
Yeah, that was cool.
How cool are his sons?
Oh, my God, I love them.
Really cool. Yeah. I mean, they're fantastic. They are also overachievers like Len is.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he's an overachiever. I think that could be considered kind of mean. Kind of a dig, like, oh, that's all you could do was think about success. But that's not true.
Yeah.
He leads, from what I could tell, a pretty damn balanced life.
Yeah, it does seem that way, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was really good to see that. And then went to the changing of the guards.
Changing of command.
And they had so many troops out there. They had the USMC Reserve Band.
And they were great. They were fantastic.
It was really fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a great time. I told somebody at work today, or yesterday maybe, about the band being so good. And apparently the Marine, and I don't know if it's the Reserves in particular, they are known for their great musicians.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they showed it. They played this thing. I wonder if I could, let me see if I can play this. I think I could bring this up on the phone.
You had queued it up?
I know where it is. So I took a quick little video of when they were playing. The band was just kind of entertaining people while they were sitting down.
Oh.
It's where the band's playing the songs that you like.
I didn't know you had a video, though.
All right. It's 15 seconds long, so pay attention, everybody. Here we go. This is it right now. That was all I got.
Well, they didn't miss a beat there that I could tell.
They sounded great there, didn't they?
I thought so. I mean, they were outdoors, okay? So
yeah. And all these other troops were behind him from all these different commands and everything else. Yeah. I apologize for not saying all the right words.
We're just civilians. We don't
know any. And I don't even come from a civilian family.
Yeah.
Four out of the six people in my family, my immediate family served in the military.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
My mother and father were Marines. My dad was also in the Navy. And my brothers were both in the Army, I believe, in Vietnam.
You and your sister are the only
And my sister were the only pussies out there that decided not to do it. I didn't decide. I was just, I didn't have a draft at that time.
Your brothers were drafted.
Yeah, they were drafted. Yeah.
But your dad and your mom weren't.
No, but
that I was think a different generation.
Yeah,
then.
That was the greatest generation.
Yeah.
You just didn't ask questions. You just did what you needed to do for America.
Yeah.
And they did. My mom signed up when World War II started with her sister and all that kind of stuff. So I got to say, though, being around the Marines as a civilian, I was so impressed with every single one of them on base. From the person that opened the gates to the people that checked our name off coming in, to everybody we saw, to the people we were in line to get coffee with, to the, they were just, they hold a place in my heart, man.
Oh, nice.
They really do. So we did that. And then that night there was a little bit of a gathering at another hotel that we went to.
Beautiful hotel.
And then the very next day, Panini Pete came up.
That's right.
From Alabama with his lovely wife.
Which, by the way, I need to apologize to Panini Pete.
Why?
Because I didn't razz him enough. I think he was expecting some real... I was too nice. I apologize.
You're apologizing for being too nice.
Next time, Pete, I'll double down.
You were both on your best behavior. I know that if you would have thrown something at him, I know he would have thrown it right back and it would have been funny.
Yeah.
But you guys took a couple of digs.
Yeah.
It wasn't like because you guys have a very funny relationship. You really do. And it was the first time meeting him.
Yeah.
And his wife, Jody, she's fantastic.
Yes.
We went to a place for a little lunch thing.
Oh, that was so good.
Couchon. very, very good. It was the...
Your hamburger was amazing.
Yeah, it was... there's been on a Big Mac, but it was made out of pork.
So it was a pig
ground
Mac.
Ground pork. They called it the Pig Mac. Really, really good. And you had the muffaletta, which you didn't care for that much. It was just too bready. But their mac and cheese was fantastic. Oh,
with the exception of my... And it wasn't like it was bad. It just wasn't, on level of everything else. But I'd go back there in a second.
Then Panini Pete took us over to a place called, was it Piché? Is that what it's called?
No, Pesh.
Pesh. Okay. And it was fantastic. We, it wasn't just a little oyster bar. I mean, it was a full-fledged restaurant.
Yeah.
But they had a great oyster bar. The guys back there shucking the oysters were so cool.
Yeah.
And because we were at Pete, he's a known chef around town. Right. We got the red carpet treatment. Where... they just start bringing out food and a bottle of champagne and everything else. And that was a lot of fun. So thanks again, Pete, for setting that up.
Yes, thank you.
That was super cool. And then what else did we do? Oh, then we came home. And my back was sore flying. And then we went and saw our friend Amanda.
Right. It was busy.
Amanda was in a play. We've seen many of her plays, but this play.
Oh, my God.
She was fantastic.
She's a star.
She really is a star. And it was so cool because afterwards, all the families come out and everybody gives flowers and pays their, hey, way to go type of thing. And there's this man waiting for us to finish talking to her.
And he was very patient because I didn't notice he was waiting until after we were done. And we were hanging out with her quite a while before he got to talk to her.
Yeah, it was My Fair Lady. She played Eliza?
Eliza, yes.
The lead. And she
Doolittle
crushed it. Absolutely yes. Crushed. But when we were talking to her, then we were leaving, this guy was waiting and he goes, and we could overhear what he said to her. And boy, what was it? Was it, where have you been? Where are you from? What happened?
Why have you not been on my radar before kind of thing.
It was one of the, he said, where did you come from?
That was it.
Is what he said.
That's it.
And little girls wanted their picture taken with her. I mean, it was a very sweet moment.
It was.
And she's just a great actor. So we celebrated friends all weekend.
We did.
We celebrated Panini Pete and Len and, of course, Amanda.
Yeah.
The Deuce, as she's known in this house. And that was a lot of fun.
It was.
So there you go. Now we're back home and I'm feeling old.
And I'm wishing I had my bag.
Yeah, you lost
God
your bag.
Damn bag.
What would happen if you had an AirTag in there? You could probably tell them I could see where it is, but you would never really know. I mean, it doesn't
really
help.
And that's the
thing.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell them, it's sitting there at the Houston airport somewhere, and they'll just go, okay.
They don't really seem to care at all.
No.
Even though they're very nice at Alaska Airlines.
When
they call, they go, I'm looking for my bag. And every one of them, all the people which you've talked to, which have been more than three so far, I overhear them because usually I'm on the speakerphone. I overhear them going, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No. If you're sorry, you would try harder.
You would just come up with some information.
Yes.
Just say, hey, this is the way it works. Just a little more information on this about, typically it takes X amount of hours. If we don't find it by this time, this is what's going to happen. There really wasn't a lot of that.
No, there wasn't.
So I hope it comes today.
Yeah.
You got a phone call from Alaska Airlines.
Yeah.
And it just had, they hung up.
They hung up on me. I don't know what to think. I'm just.
Anyway.
The worst part is my blazer was in there.
Yeah.
My blazer that I had sewed my dad's buttons from his naval uniform was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's irreplaceable. Well, then don't check it.
You look pretty, though.
Oh.
It was good. You look great. So are you feeling old? Can we talk about aging for a second?
Okay.
Are you feeling old?
Am I looking it or something? What are you asking?
No. No, you're not.
Is this a question for you?
Yeah, because I am. I'm noticing it more. You want to know when I really notice it, that I'm just not the same as I used to be, is in bed. And not sexually. But although that might be true, too. Yeah. But the when I'm in bed, it's harder to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Anytime I got to move, it's like, I got to do all this grunting and everything else.
But I think if we exercise more... some of those problems might diminish. They won't go away, but you know, we would be sleeping better, be moving better. Just yoga, just some yoga, and Pilates, something.
And you have your hot flashes, which you've talked about before. Yeah, yeah. So any of you ladies out there that are going through that type of stuff, I sympathize. I see what Sherry has to go through and how annoying it is to her and everything else.
Yeah.
It doesn't look fun. But and these are all negative aspects that I'm noticing in bed. But there's a positive aspect that I'm noticing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I'm noticing it because I kept thinking, and this is the way my mind works. It's like, Sherry knows we're dying. So... I noticed that we like touch each other more in bed.
Oh,
we're our feet are touching, or we take our chance to put our hand on each other or whatever.
Yeah.
I notice we're touching each other more in bed. I am doing it on purpose. It's like, oh boy,
don't go anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
I'm just trying to hang on to stuff, man. So, oh God. Anyway, I'm tired of whining.
Okay.
Are you done whining?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do something.
Let's help someone.
All right.
Let's help somebody right now with a Dear Dumb, shall we? Let me get this out. Remember, you can email us at, or leave us a message at gangof2.net and just put it in the comment section. If we use it on the show, much like this one, we will give you a free Gang of Two t-shirt. And a lot of these stories that we're talking about are ending up in the Folio Weekly because we have an article, I don't know why it's can you really call it a advice article? Because
it's
the article
short.
Is basically, it's short, and it's you and I kind of bantering back and forth about what they're talking about.
Yeah.
We eventually try to get around to give them a little bit of help, but we kind of take shots at each other.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
It is fun.
All right, Dear Dumbs, please be gentle. This comes from Patty B. in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
Over there by where Penelope Pete.
Over there. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Dear Dumbs, please be gentle with me. I just reread my email and I sound like an idiot. Have you ever done that?
If that's the case, then I usually just completely edit the email.
Well, I must say I've read this email already. Okay. And I could see why she's saying this.
Okay. All right.
I'm in love with my best friend. His name is Scott and he has two beautiful boys. He's a very good father, but he can't seem to get a hold of his finances. His friend Mark does his taxes. Does this sound kind of familiar to you? Do we have one like this? Anyway,
no.
Friend Mark does his taxes and balances his checkbook. He has a severe ADHD, and it comes into play with every aspect in his life. He and I dated a couple of years ago, but he cheated on me. I stopped talking to him for over a year, and we've recently connected again, and my feelings are back. The sex is great, but I feel like I'm just being kept around for that. Oh, and to shower him with gifts. Oh, we need the music for this. Sorry. Oh, and to shower him with gifts.
And what?
Apparently, she feels like she's just there for the sex and to buy him things.
Oh, okay.
Because it says... I bought him a new Xbox and television.
Jeez.
He makes way more money than I do, but I got it for him anyway. Last Friday, he went out of town, and I found out that it was a lie. Apparently, he went to see a woman he met online. He doesn't even know that I know this, and he wants to see me this weekend, and I know that it's just for the sex. I don't know why I love him. The sex is great, but there has to be more than that. Right, y'all?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, unless that's what you want. Sounds like that's what you want. This is what you do. What's her name?
Her name is Patty B.
Patty B. Patty B. Go to his house. Get your goddamn TV back and that Xbox. Maybe you still have sex with him. I don't know. But get your stuff back because that guy's an asshole.
It's nice. Look at all the strikes here, okay? Let's see here. He's got kids. I call that a strike.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, you know, that's going to be your problem.
Yeah.
Strike one. Okay. Can't seem to get a hold of his finances. Strike two.
Huge strike.
Okay. His friend Mark has to do them for them. He even balances his checkbook. I'm going to call that another strike.
Yes, that's a loser.
That's strike three.
He's a loser.
He has severe ADHD, and it comes into play with the other, every aspect. I'm going to go ahead and say that's your ADHD now. Congratulations, because that's what you want, right? You want to be around that ADHD guy? Listen, I know people have things going on in their lives.
Sure.
But why would anybody step into something like this? Dealing with somebody else's bullshit. I mean, I'm getting more angry. There's four strikes, okay? Then it says he cheated on you. Strike five when you were dating.
And he's cheated on you again because he's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what your agreement is. Maybe he doesn't think you guys are exclusive, but...
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. You bought him an Xbox, a TV, although he makes more money. That's strike six.
If he makes more money than you, he should have never accepted those gifts.
He went
Am I right?
Exactly. He went out of town recently, and you found out it was a lie. Strike seven.
Yeah.
You haven't said one freaking good thing here, Patty.
I mean, there's supposed to be something good about him besides the sex, but...
Yeah.
So, that's what I would do. Go ahead. Keep having sex with him, but...
Why would you even do that? Why would you have... What is attractive about a guy like that? What is sexually attractive?
I don't know. It's a good question, but... Something about him does it for her. But it sounds, Patty, like you want more than just sex.
Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds like she definitely wants to at least respect.
Yeah.
At least the truth told to.
Yeah.
Patty, listen, I'm a guy, okay? And I'm going to speak from a guy's point of view. Not that I've necessarily done this, but I see guys do this, and I may have done it at some time in my life, too. Guys will always walk up and see what the line is, what the boundary is. How much can I get away? Where is the line with this person? They test it. They test it. They test it. Can I, you know, whatever it is. Whether it's consciously or subconsciously, I think people do that in basically in relationships. I think girls do that too. But this guy has, why don't you email us back? Email us back with a list of 10 good things that this guy has.
Because
I just got seven strikes.
Even five good things. Even five good things. I think she'll have to be
really hard to do.
Pressed to do that.
So from my point of view, Sherry says you could still have sex with him.
I
say slam those legs shut and give it up to somebody who deserves it.
Yeah, I agree with that. But... That's it.
All right.
You win. You win.
That was fun. We just did a burp off. That was good. What a good way to end it. What a good way to, good way to end the whole thing. Anyway.
So what's your advice to Patty?
My advice is to her is that reread that about 1,000 times until you throw up. Until you get so pissed off at yourself that you hate yourself, that you can't even look at yourself in the mirror. If your girlfriend or your daughter or somebody you love said all of that stuff to you and asked you for advice, you would say, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
I don't understand.
Dump his ass.
Why do people put up with so much bullshit?
Yeah. Just something about him she likes.
Must be a big wiener. You think?
Don't know.
Were you thinking about it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Were you imagining
it? Oh, his big schlong.
Is that what they're called nowadays?
You know, it's the kids are calling them.
Oh, yeah, the kids are calling them schlongs. I haven't heard schlong in a long time. That's such
a
throwback word.
It is.
I prefer hog.
Oh, you do?
Big hog.
You prefer hog?
Sherry, shut your fucking face.
I mean, it's okay. I just,
thanks
you
to George. Okay, yeah. Thanks to these are our jumped in people. Thank you to George's Tire Center.
In Shawnee.
Oklahoma. If you should happen to get a flat tire.
In Shawnee.
And you need a patch or a plug. This is a little known secret, and they've only had a couple people go by in there and say hi because, you know, it's this podcast. But
Did you say podcast?
A podcast. It's a podcast. But if you go in there and you say you listen to Gagatude, they're going to say, no problem, buddy. I'm even going to say this. They're gonna put you to the front of the line.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to skip the line.
Yeah.
They're going to get you in there and out of there as quickly as possible for your free patch or plug. Just tip the guy.
Tip
they
probably up.
Even if they don't definitely. Take tips, just go put you one of those handshakes where you go, hey, buddy, you know, one of those things. That's all you got to do.
All right.
The Autry House, Dennis and Peggy Autry, they are off, I believe. Well, hopefully it's still happening. We need to call them today.
I think they have like another week or so, I think.
Yeah. So they're going to
Gay Paris.
I don't want to give away all their, you know, thing, but they're
Texas.
They're
Paris, Texas.
Paris, Texas. Gay, because everything gay is in Texas. And so they're going to be there. And of course, you could go to the Autry House and check it out. It's our our favorite place.
It's stunning. It's stunning.
It's just beautiful. A wonderful place.
Yeah.
Joe True. Look at the sun coming in on your face. Look at that on the camera.
Oh, God. I look like my mother. Oh, God.
Autry House, go by there and check him out. Joe Troop does not look like his mother.
No.
He looks like somebody else's father. Whoa, see what I did, Joe? Pretty good, huh? Also, Sasan and everybody at Prescient Surgical. Thank you so much, Sasan. Sasan sent me a really cool magazine done by the LA Times, all on Vin Scully.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I've not read it yet. It's sitting on the table, getting ready to do that. Psychic Cami.
K-A-M-I. Guess what she does?
It's Cami. Psychic Cami. She's a psychic. And I was on her, her podcast.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
She was on mine, too. Yeah. I had a really good time with her.
Awesome.
I had a really good time. It was really neat. You know, she's been on us, but it's been readings and, you know, the jokey stuff.
Yeah.
But we had a really good conversation. I advise for you to go back and listen to some of those or find her on Facebook at Psychic Cami. Why do I say Cami?
Because it looks like K-A. Well, K-A.
I mean, I know her. Cami. I can't. It's just
Cami.
We have said Cami jokingly so much, and I have a hard time trusting it when I say it.
Yeah.
Ryan Orlando. Ryan, I hope you're doing good, buddy. Thank you, man. Jeff and Angie Strumayer, Mayer. Doing good as well. Panini Pete. Thank you, Panini Pete, for your support.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you and your wife when you come out here.
Get your asses out.
Cook, Flat, and Strobel, they are surveyors and engineers. And, of course, themertaylor.com. What do they do, Sherry?
They have the most amazing mermaid suits.
We should get you one. We could have mermaid sex.
We could go out in the sound here because it's nice and warm.
Yeah. How would you do that? How would you do it in a mermaid suit?
You'd have to have a hole.
Where's the mermaid holes when they have a real mermaid out in the wild?
There isn't a real mermaid.
Honey. Where's the mermaid hole? There's no such thing as a mermaid. Their hole?
They don't exist.
Yeah, that's what you think. Lex saw a documentary and he swears it was so well done that there's mermaids.
It was a mockumentary, and I don't think he understood that it was a mockumentary.
He does, but he still said it was so well done that he has ended up believing that there was mermaids still. Oh, to have that wild of an imagination would be wonderful, wouldn't it? It would be fantastic.
Oh,
so, but where's a mermaid hole? Are there mermins?
You're just asking something like, you know.
Themer Taylor.
Send us
a picture of a mermaid hall. And so
isn't any such thing as a mermaid. Therefore, there is no such thing as a mermaid hole.
You're such a dream crusher.
I try.
Have a great week. Goodbye.